Okay, hello, listeners. How are you doing? We're about to play test my game, currently titled Snowball Fight. It's a game that I designed to be for 8 and up, for kids and adults. And, yeah, we're going to give it a play test. This is about the 20th time I've played this game, so this should be a little smoother than some of the other play tests.
It's the first time for us, though.
Yeah, first time for Rob and Christine, so... We're going to do a three-player game, which is also a first. I've yet to play a three-player game.
Okay.
But the game really should play exactly the same for 2, 3, 4 on up.
Okay. I have 4 kid cards in
front of me. Yes, so in front of you, you have 4 kid cards. Those are your kids.
It's my army. My army of child warriors.
That is correct. That is mine. Child warriors.
Can I look at these?
Yes. This is your hand. 5 cards. Okay. So, a couple things to explain. Make sure to read the cards close, because... Some of the snowballs don't say that they're a snowball in the name. But if you look, it will say it counts as a snowball or this snowball. So, purpose of the game is to defeat the other kids. You have to get rid of everybody's other kids. You have to have at least one kid at the end, and you win.
Okay.
To defeat kids, you have to hit them with 2 snowballs. When you hit a kid with a snowball, it goes on top of the kid, like so, except for face up. So it's laying on the kid, right? Hit him with the second one, boom, he's out of the game. So you have 4 slots for kids in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
When your kids goes away, there's a card called Call Your Friends. You play that. It'll say, put a kid in an empty slot. Boom, I've got a kid back. Okay. There are cards like Hot Cocoa with Big Scarf that allows you to take a snowball off your kid. There are also cards like Icy Snowball that says, I can hit you with 2 snowballs in 1, and your kid's just out. There are cards like Snow Fort and Snowman that go out in front of your kid, and they protect your kid. And you can't hit that kid until you get rid of it, or unless you have special snowballs that get around that. In addition, there's a card called Decoy Kid. I just want to draw attention to this because it's different than other cards. That goes way out in front of your cards, and no one can hit any of your kids until you get rid of the Decoy Kid. It takes 1 snowball to get rid of. Every turn, you're going to play up to 2 cards, sometimes 3, depending on the cards you have. But that'll be self-evident. Normally, you play 2 cards. And then you draw 2 cards. If you get to play more cards, you draw more cards. It's really that simple.
Okay.
You can target any kids. It doesn't matter who you target. And the youngest player goes first. I think it's Christine.
It is Christine.
And also, I've lost every time that I've played this game. I've got 20 plays. I'm yet to win.
So then I'll hit Rob with the first snowball.
So you got to play like this?
Yep, just lay it on top of him.
And then I get to play 1 more card?
Yep.
I'll go ahead and take him out.
Boom. Never had a chance, the poor guy.
Nope, he did not.
All right, so that's discard.
Yep, then I draw discarded. 2 more.
Set him off to the side, and you draw 2 cards. Yep.
Okay. I'm going to play a saucer sled on that kid. Saucer sled. Playing on a kid, he may deflect the next snowball that hits him to any other kid of their choice.
And what happens after that happens? It goes away.
Goes away.
And if you deflect into another saucer sled, they then deflect it as well. That comes up a lot.
It just turns.
And I'm gonna play another saucer sled on my next kid.
Oh, look at Bra.
And then I draw 2 more.
Okay, I am going to play a decoy kid out in front of my kids to keep them safe. Then I will play a fast pitch, which is a snowball that hits you and says I can play 2 more snowballs. So then I will play. Second snowball on you, and then an icy... Oh, wait, no. Sorry. Yeah, this works. Sorry. And then an icy snowball on Christine, which counts as 2 snowballs.
So we both lose a kid.
Yep. And I was actually able to play 4 cards that turn because of the order that I played them.
Yeah.
So it doesn't happen very often you can play 4.
Your butthead.
Yes.
All right. Well, the first thing I'm going to do is...
You can also only have 1 decoy kid and play at a time.
Okay. And 1 snowball kills that kid? Knocks him out, not kill. This is a non-violent game.
Yes. No, my wife, whenever she plays it, says, you killed my kid!
It's a low violence game, I should say.
Well, I'm going to call my friends and bring my defeated kid back.
Oh.
And then I'm going to put out a decoy kid.
Well, I'm going to play...
Pretty well defended over there.
Yeah.
2 saucer sleds.
Yeah, I'm going to play a snowball on your decoy kid.
Okay. My decoy kid is out.
Okay. And then I'm going to play Whiteout. No one can throw snowballs until after my next turn.
Yep. go ahead and clear that room out so people can see it.
Until after your next turn.
After my next turn.
Hmm. Yeah, so at the start of your next turn, you can play snowballs again. All right, I will play a decoy kid and then a snowman. Snowman, black snowballs in front of this one kid that it's in front of. There are snowballs called curveballs that get around it. If you hit the snowman with two snowballs, he goes away. Or there's a break in the clouds and a snowplow. Those both get rid of snowmen and snow forts.
Okay.
And I will draw two.
Well, I have break in the clouds, so I'm going to go ahead and remove that snowman you just put out.
Okay.
And it says two, but just there's snow forts or snowmen.
Yep.
So it doesn't apply to these.
Nope.
It does not apply to my saucer sleds.
They do not melt.
And then for my other card, I can't actually do anything else because of Rob, so I'll just draw one.
Okay.
Or do I get to draw two?
Nope, that's what, sometimes you only get to play one. You,
okay.
Whatever you play, you draw. Okay. Always draw back to five.
Okay.
I'm going to play, so I can do snowballs again.
Yep, so the whiteout goes away.
Whiteout goes away. We both have decoy kids out.
Yep.
That stinks.
This is fun.
Show.
Love it already.
Thank you. I'm going to play a snowball on each of your decoys.
Okay.
So they're both
decoys
gone.
Decoys are gone. Okay. I'm going to play a snowball on your saucer sled.
I'm going to deflect that back at one of your kids.
Okay. Hits him. And I'm going to play a big scarf to get rid of that.
Okay.
So that's your saucer sled's gone. Yep. Mm-hmm. Christine, get him!
Okay, I'm gonna play a snowball on that kid. We're kind of ganging up on you.
Yeah, you are. What the heck?
And then I'm gonna hit you with a ricochet, so that defeats him. So then it bounces to this kid.
Bounces to the saucer sled. Now this ricochet is at the saucer sled. So what are you gonna do with it, Rob?
Back at you.
Yep. I thought so.
So that's it, Christine. The saucer sled's gone.
But your kid's defeated.
And Rob's down to one kid.
Which was
down to one kid. What the heck?
Better call your friends, buddy.
They were poorly trained, my child soldiers. I should have whooped them more.
It's your turn.
Yeah, I don't have any
friends.
It's your
turn, dictator Rob.
Warlord. I'm not even giving this. I have hot cocoa here, but it's not even giving me. You haven't even given me a chance. All right, fast pitch. Counts as a snowball. I can play two additional snowballs this turn. So that one's dead. Knocked out.
Went home.
Well, ran home crying.
His face is all red. It's terrible. And I can play two more cards. I'm going to play a snowball and a snow bomb on Jason.
Yep.
One of your kids.
One of my kids is gone.
So, two.
Yep. My turn. I'm going to throw two snowballs. Take out one of Christine's kids. Yep.
This is good, yeah. This is fun. This is fun.
Is it my turn?
I assume you're chuckling and you're reading new cards.
Yeah.
I'm going to just take you out.
That's why I purposely attacked you, Christine, so that you'd have to decide whether or not to take Rob out. Yeah. Hopefully would leave me alone. That was my plan.
Well, I'm going to hit you with the icy snowball. Counts as two.
Mm.
You're out. But then I'm still going to hit you with the snowball.
No. Nothing to call friends. So I'm out. I lost. My troops have failed me. The little sons of guns.
All right, my turn. I'm going to play a curveball, snowball on Christine. Then a ricochet to knock that kid out and put one on the next kid. And
yikes.
I'm done.
So he's out.
And the other one's already got a hit on him.
Well, then the first thing I'm going to do is hot cocoa.
Yep.
So I can remove that. And then I'm going to call my friends and bring them back.
Hmm. I never get to call my friends.
Nope, your friends don't like you.
They hate me. I hate them too, they're jerk faces.
I'm going to play a curveball on Christine and then play a whiteout. Which means you can't throw any snowballs at me.
Aww. Well, then I guess I'll just have to call my friends again and bring back
the cards. I don't know where all those cards went.
Yeah, no kidding.
Let's see. Well, I can't do anything else then because of your whiteout, so I'll just draw one.
Okay. So whiteout gone. I'm gonna go ahead and play. Snowball, knock your kid out. And then a big scarf to heal my kid. 3-on-2 over here. Probably have 12 more Call Your Friends cards.
Well, I'm going to play a fast pitch.
Uh-oh.
So it counts as a snowball, hit one of your kids. Okay. And then I can play 2 additional snowballs.
Yep.
So I'm going to play a ricochet to take him out and bounce it.
Nice.
One over to him. And then I'm going to play another snowball to take him out and bring you down to one.
Whoa. Bam, bam. You
change that fast, kids. That fast.
You can't let Jason win.
Thanks for that, jerk. All right, so I'm going to play Toboggan, which means no snowballs can hit this kid until the end of the next turn.
Oh, what now?
And I'm going to icy snowball your kid. Knock him out.
Oh... Down to the wire, gang. Oh,
crap, well, I guess I'll just have to go.
It's down to the wire here at the the cul-de-sac.
And then I can't.
Yeah, 2 Christines against 1 Jason. Who's gonna win? Who's gonna lose? We'll see soon, kids.
Okay, I'm done.
Film at 11.
I can't do anything else. I'll throw in my card. I don't want another one of those.
That's why Toboggan goes away, because it only lasts for one turn.
Jason loses his toboggan. And comes out swinging.
With a new snowsuit.
With a new snowsuit.
Which says it takes 3 snowballs to knock this kid out.
He's insulated from attacks.
And he's hiding behind a snowman.
And ducks behind a snowman. What's Christine gonna do?
Probably call her friends again. That's the only... Christine isn't very good at throwing snowballs, but she's super popular. All the boys want to help her throw snowballs.
Yeah.
Man, I
really don't care
so
that
the snowman blocks everything unless a card says it can get around a snowman, right?
In the game, it goes so fast that if you get knocked out, it's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
And it really is fun. Like, I get knocked out most of the time, and it's super fun to watch other people play.
It is.
Yeah, so. I can't do anything. Nothing.
Oh, totally you can choose to discard up to 2 cards. If you don't play, you can discard up to 2 cards and draw 2 if you want to. I'm just offering that. Because if theoretically, if you don't have
duplicate cards.
If you don't have a way to get around this snowman, you know.
Does he just stay up until I take him out?
2 snowballs to take him out?
2 snowballs.
Or...
Oh, well, then maybe I can take him out.
Okay.
I must not have read that all the way. I'm just going to hit him with 2 snowballs then.
Okay. So snowman's out. The snow fort, which we haven't had in play yet.
Mm-hmm. Needs a snowball to get around.
Or the plow or the break in the clouds.
Right. That's right.
My turn?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, step 1, icy snowball. Step 2, other snowball.
Oh.
All right,
Steen's kid is down to 1.
Can you do 3 to him? You gotta do 3 damage to him, or heal yourself.
3 damage?
Yeah, you can't let me win. You'd be the first person to let me win ever at my own game. How embarrassing.
I can't take him out on this turn, so I'm gonna do, no snowballs may attack me until the end of my next turn.
Nice. Good, good.
And then I'm gonna use my hot cocoa to heal the snowball.
Awesome, good work out of you. My turn. Snow fort.
Oh, burn.
And I'm done.
Okay, so this goes away now.
Yeah.
This is, like, epic here.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
One-on-one.
And I think she burned through all the Call Your Friends cards, so unless we reshuffle...
Yeah.
I'm going to play Break in the Clouds, get rid of your snow fort.
Okay.
And then I am going to put out my own snow fort.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Good work.
Good plan.
My turn, I'm going to play a Break in the Clouds to get rid of your snow fort. And then I'm going to play my own snow fort. That worked really well for you. But I'd try it.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to use my snow plow to take out your snow fort. And then I'm going to put out a saucer sled so that if you hit me, it will deflect back on you.
Nice. My turn?
Mm-hmm.
All right, snowball.
This is a game all about defenses.
Bouncing it back to me?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm, yes.
So I take 1. Oh, too bad that I also have this icy snowball.
Aww.
This is the first time I've ever won. Yay.
Because your saucer sled was lost, and then after collecting it.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So that's why.
Nice.
Nice. That was fun.
This game is ready for artwork and, and sales, frankly. It's great. It's great.
I don't know what else to do to it. I mean, I've tweaked it a bit, you know.
It's great. It just needs, it needs artwork. It needs card design. It's ready to sell. It's ready to go, man. It's great.
Sweet. Thank you.
It's great.
I feel really good about the cards, too.
Yeah, you should.
It's like a real snow war. We've got a lot of good stuff there.
I love it.
Snow wars.
That was, you see, yeah. Cause, so one of the things we found out today when I was tweeting about this game is John Mueller. Thanks, John. John Mueller told us that his name is actually taken by another game. I looked the game up. I actually did not know it existed. I looked the game up. It's different. It involves, like, hitting. Like, you have to, like, roll to hit and stuff. And that was something I really wanted to avoid from the outset anyways, because I wanted it to be a deck of cards. Mm-hmm. I got it down to 90 cards, which I think is perfect.
Yep.
Because we played a pretty long three-player game, didn't have to reshuffle, and I'm comfortable with reshuffling once.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to reshuffle the deck one time, I think it's still a positive experience. More than that, I think it's annoying.
Yeah.
We were close to it, but we didn't have to.
And that's 90 including the kid cards?
Yeah, it's 90 including the kids. So 16 kids. It used to be 20, but when you had five kids out in a four-player game, it was wicked long.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was a 20-minute game. But I was like, oh, this is overstaying its welcome, right? Come on. So, you know, we decided to make it four, and it played a lot faster. With a two-player game, you still use five kids.
Oh, okay.
Because with a two-player game, it makes it last a little longer that way.
Yeah.
I mean, theoretically, if you wanted to have a mega game, you could put as many kids out as you wanted in front of you.
Eight on eight.
Yeah, I mean, you could do that in a two-player game, for sure. So I did a blind play test, about a 75% blind play test. One of the people had played the game before. None of the others had.
Mm-hmm.
She made them read the rules to figure out how to play it, so that made it more of a blind play test. They wanted to know when they could buy it, so that was good.
No, it's great. The rules are super, super simple, too. So, I mean, there's not anything nasty to learn here.
Right.
Kids who don't have much of an attention span won't get bored with it.
Right. Yeah. And the big thing you said, too, that's important to me is you got knocked out and you didn't care. It was fun to watch people play.
Because
you're rooting, like, come on, let's get it. I mean, and it's, you know, my goal was to design a game about a snowball fight that felt like you were having a snowball fight. Mm-hmm. It was really fast and, you know, and felt, you know, logistically sound.
It's great. It's awesome. Really, really good.
Thank you.
I think you were really clever with some of the things that you did, too. Like the snow plow and hot cocoa and the new snowsuit.
Yeah.
Your decoy kid.
Which I picture the decoy kid is like a scarecrow kid. Like clothing on, you know?
On a stick, they just stick them.
I figured he'd like have like a bright orange hunting coat on, so like that's why you have to hit him,
because
he's right there. I mean, it's nice to hear you say that you think it's pretty much ready to go, because I don't know what else to do to make it more fun.
Yeah,
I mean, it plays really tight. Mm-hmm. So,
Yep, it's good.
Cool,
it's good.
All right, well. Listeners coming to a store soon near you. Probably not, but hey, sometime. So, but no. So the plan is to do another blind play test. I've sent it out to Mikey and Anissa, our friends, and they're going to give it a try with their kids. Because I really want to see kids try it. We had a 7-year-old try it with one of the tests, and he really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was like, I would spend my allowance to buy this game.
All right. Aww.
So
he gets free copy, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah, all right, cool.
That's good.
Thank you, guys.
Watch out! Building the Game is a co-production of Imminent Entertainment and Poorly Designed Studios.
All the ideas presented by Rob and Jason are the property of the Building the Game podcast.